Big changes are coming to the Hayes Public Library. Library Director Brandon Hines speaks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Yeah, we do have a remodel that we are starting here in the middle of August. So it'll impact our services for quite a while, but once we get it completed, it's going to be pretty incredible, and we're going to be a lot better off for it.
Yeah, for sure. I want to talk specifics about what we're going to do down in the library. But first, you know, just because you mentioned it, the impact to services, you know, what can people expect as you guys are moving through this remodeling project?
Yeah, you know, I think we're all getting pretty used to being flexible with what we've been dealing with the last 6 months. And that's what we're going to ask folks to continue to do with us. We're hoping not to close down our operations too often. And we think we provide serious value to our community. And we know we provide serious value to our community. We want to make sure that we offer that over the next 6 months, which is about the duration of this project. So we will close some. We might have to adjust our hours. People might have to put up with a lot of noise. The only closings that we have scheduled right now, and we are tentatively planning to close August 13th through the 20th. We have Paul Wurtenberger Construction coming on as our general contractors. They're going to mobilize that week of the 10th. And then the week of the 17th is when they begin demolition. So we want to mostly just be out of their road and keep people safe, and that way they get a lot of work done right away. But yeah, we plan on offering services not as usual, but we're already moving many of our collections as we speak. We also have our bookmobile, which will be out and about in full force this fall. So even when we're closed, our bookmobile schedule is online, and we're planning on increasing the number of stops that we're going to make. And we actually have some more staffing even dedicated to the bookmobile, because we know it's going to be a great way to extend our reach as maybe our doors are closed temporarily or some of our services are limited by the remodel project.
Sure. And I'm imagining, too, you guys will probably keep your online services up and running, right? There's no reason to impact them.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for pointing that out. We've moved a lot of our financial resources and just the efforts into curating collections to online. Oh, it started probably 10 years ago. I think we got our first online collection started up in 2010 here at the library. So over the last 6 months, we've really been promoting that, and it's been a big part of our offering, and there shouldn't be any change to that. We'll continue to buy materials and then offer up checkouts, just depending on the platform. Every platform is a little bit different. We have multiple platforms that people use to check out ebooks, movies, audiobooks, and a number of other things.
Very cool. Well, let's get into the fun stuff. Let's talk about this actual remodel. This is a project that's been going on for a while. I think I remember talking to you maybe a little over a year ago about getting some input into what the community would like to see out of the library. You want to just talk a little bit about how that process kind of rolled out and how you came to what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was hired on here in 2001. To help with moving books from the current location down the street, because they were anticipating that 2004 remodel, and they completed it, I think, in February of 2004. So when I start moving things and people are like, man, you really get after this, and I'm like, well, I've got a lot of experience with it. It's what got me into libraries. So I've already moved this place once and then moved it back in 2004. But since then, we have a beautiful place, and we really haven't had to touch much of our physical space since then. And we realize that services, technology especially, have really evolved over that time. One example that I like to share is when we opened up in 2004, I think we had 16 public internet computers on the adult level. We had 12 in the children's level, and we had 9 in the young adult level. So we had a ton of computers. And in 2010, we had over 50,000 people use our public internet computers. Well, about that time is when smartphones became popular. And last year, we were down to about 30,000 computer uses. So we were down 40% over what we were 10 years ago. People don't need the physical PCs because they have their their phones, their little computers in their pockets to, you know, check out books, to check their emails, Facebooks, things like that. So things have really changed since the 2004 remodel is what I'm trying to get at. And we recognize that, and we have such a good space here. About a year and a half, well, I came on 2 years ago, and there was kind of this short list of things that staff members wanted to accomplish. And we just listed those things that maybe they weren't real technical problems. They were just things that we needed just to get to, or they were more technical problems. They were things that, you know, we could just get to work on and knock them out. And so we did that for about a year. But then part of that was to develop this longer-term plan, which we started in the beginning of 2019. And especially that first 6 months of 2019 was really that transitional time period for us here. And we started doing some internal planning, and then we did some community stakeholder meetings. And with that, at the end of that 6 months, middle of last year, we transitioned into a build based on the information that we gathered. So last summer, we submitted an RFQ to architects, and we started that first initial phase. We signed on with Gould Evans Architects in, I think, July of last year, so just about a year ago now. They recently completed the Art and Design Building on campus, and they also have some good library experience. I believe it's Indian Creek and Olathe. They just finished up last year, and they redid the Lawrence Public Library, if you've ever been there also. So they've got great library experience and also some local experience. And we started with them last July, and it's a long process, and did a ton of meetings, and really worked through each one of those conceptual design phase, schematic design, all the way up to construction documents. And we put this thing out to bid here at the beginning of June, and we ended that process at the end of the month, and we had multiple contractors bid on the project, and Paul Wurtenberger Construction came in with a low bid, and we're excited to work with them. We're just really lucky to have such great local contractors, and to receive multiple bids was a real gift for us. And we're also comfortable with Paul Wurtenberger Construction because they were the ones who did the 2004 remodel. So, that's kind of where we're at with the build-up to this project. So real lucky to be able to work with the folks we have. And, I think we're about ready to go.
Yeah. That's always the best part of construction, right? It takes, like, forever to get ready, but then once it starts, it's just a flurry of activity.
It is. And it's exciting right now. You should see our staff. We've lost a few staff members because we aren't operating the same way that we have been before the pandemic. But also in preparation of this, we knew that we were going to be pretty limited. We haven't had programs here at the library, but those folks that we have working right now, they're moving things out that probably should have been moved out of here a long time ago, and just planning with furniture and things like that. That we've been moving a lot of things and just trying to design where are we going to temporarily house these books so that we can still access them, our patrons can still access them. And it's an exciting time.
Awesome. Well, so I'm just going to let this open up here. You want to tell us a little bit about what this project's going to look like, what some of the goals are with this new remodel and the new spaces?
Sure. Well, kind of as I hinted at earlier, things have changed quite a bit since 2004. And if you ever come into the library, you'll probably notice that, for better or worse, we're not as quiet as a lot of other libraries. We don't have that traditional walk in the library quiet feel. I mean, we, during a normal year, not this year, we average over 400 people a day through our doors, and it's just a very engaging space, and it kind of causes some problems sometimes because we have people doing serious work here. We have people who want to, they have job interviews here. They might be doing some work on the computers that they need some privacy and some quiet space, and we haven't always been able to offer that. So that's one thing that we're very excited about. So I'll kind of just walk you through some of our spaces. If you look at our two circulation floors with the adult department and the children's department, we have these big desks right in the middle of the departments, and we Sometimes I refer to them as the fort because it's kind of where everything goes and where all our staff members go. And I feel like sometimes we hide behind those. And it's not because we're afraid of patrons or we're not great at working with patrons, but I think it's just because that's where our stuff is. That's where our computers are, our resources. And we really want to take that desk and kind of spread and deploy staff members throughout the entire library. And that way we can help people in the stacks and in other places. And we also want to greet people better as they come in and kind of just provide some better wayfinding. So in the future, when this project is finished, one of the most exciting areas is going to be that front entryway. It's going to remain that really engaging space. It's going to turn into what we've been calling the third space, kind of like a community commons area. And as you walk in, this is the place where our planning called for. A lot of people said we needed coffee. And now, we like the idea of coffee. We love coffee, especially me. It's what gets me going every morning. But I also struggle with using tax dollars to pay for a barista, you know. So I wanted to we're working to incorporate, you know, maybe a carafe or something like that in here. But this front area is going to be that community commons where people can come, have a cup of coffee, bring in their own cup of coffee. It's going to be a little bit more engaging. And with that, we're going to have great lighting, great seating. And the only physical changes that you're going to see from the exterior will be from this area. We're looking to blow out about three sections, actually four if you count the window that's already there. We're going to have four big openings to Main Street that really aren't there right now, where you sure can't see from the inside for this area. So as I've mentioned to you before, James, we're so excited for that. You know, especially in the wintertime, it gets dark at 4:35 o'clock. You're driving down the library. You see those bright lights on. It's just going to be a place that's warm and inviting and busy, and it's a place that people are going to be. It's that real community space. So we're excited to offer that up. And then with that, we're going to have some of those spaces that I was talking about where we have small interviews, tutoring sessions, those quiet areas where people there's going to be small meeting rooms on the main floor, and we're going to have three of them in conjunction with that space. And that way people can have that privacy. There's still going to be glass in there, so it's not going to be completely private, but you're not going to hear somebody's conversations when that happens. And one thing I need to share with that space is the Schmidt Foundation is really what's making that possible. The Bob and Pat Schmidt Foundation has committed $100,000 to that area. And, of course, there will be naming rights associated with that. I'm kind of tasking them to decide what they want to call the space, whether that's the Schmidt Community Commons or something similar to that. But they're the ones who made that happen. So, and then also on the main floor, after that, it's going to transition, like I said, to those more quiet spaces so people can really do their work. We're going to have our periodical area where it's kind of a reading room, and it's going to be quieter as you get back there. And on the other side, we're going to bank the computers together and all of our technology, our scanners, our printers, our copy machine, even faxing, will all be in one area banked together. And then there'll be a staff member there to support with those things. And we're going to call that the Next Tech Business Center, because Next Tech gave us a $10,000 gift to help support that also. And I think you guys just ran an article on that recently. So we're really thankful for that. And that's just the main level. So the next level, the children's level, is going to be very exciting as well. We're going to replicate that third space, that really engaging area upstairs. We already have two windows up there, some big windows, but one of them is in the old 1968 entryway. So we're going to knock out the walls to that entryway and level off that area. We're going to create a family bathroom that's updated. The one that we have in now is from 1968, so we're excited to get a modern restroom up there. And then as you flow through that space, there's also going to be another study room. And then we also have an area there that's going to be a nursing room for mothers of newborns. And they'll be able to have privacy in that space. And it'll also double as another study room, or a small meeting room, but it will primarily be and always be dedicated as a nursing or a lactation room. We received some help from Heartland Community Foundation on that, and they awarded us a $5,000 grant in their last round of their last grant cycle for that. And then one of the most exciting things in the whole project is our new early literacy area. it was an immediate priority that we knew we don't have quite as much competition in those younger grades before the preschool age group because, we don't have to worry about organized sports quite as much, things like that. And also just the value that the library and literacy brings to parents and children of that age is just, it's so important and it's such a big part of what we do. We have this amazing space planned. It's going to be our early literacy area that I just got off the phone recently with someone who's going to commit $30,000 to the space. Until I get the official letter, I'm not going to announce it, but you'll be hearing about that soon also.
Very cool. Yeah, Brandon, we could talk about this all day. I love to hear all the stuff that's going on, but we're quickly running out of time. But I do want to just throw this out there. It sounds like you have a ton of community support for this project. And one of the things that I think is really cool about this is it's already paid for. You've already got the funds for this remodel, right?
We do. One big question that we keep getting asked is, how has COVID affected your project? And or even a couple of people, why are you doing this with COVID? Well, we have reserves in place for this project. We've been building this project for a very long time. So the foundation of this project was going to happen. But what's really made this what it is and really expanded the scope is that support that you've talked about that I've shared with you. I've mentioned, I think, the generous gifts. I haven't even mentioned what our friends of Hayes Public Library and our foundation have given. Both of them have also committed $25,000 a piece, so $50,000, which, that brings us up to almost $200,000 in private funds that have been committed to this project. So, we're not going to call and ask for any special initiatives to fund this from taxpayers or anything like that. So, it's nice that it's in place, and we can really credit the people who've been there even before me that have made that possible.
Excellent. Well, sir, we got to get to news, but thank you so much for your time this morning. It's very much appreciated, and I'm so excited to see this project kick off, and these pictures are just amazing. It's going to be a beautiful, friendly space, I think, once you guys get everything done.
Yeah, and if that's one thing I do want to, if you wanted more information on this, go to our website, hayeslibrary.org, and then if you go to the About Us tab, there is a 2020 remodel tab. So, pictures go a lot further than me talking about it. Click on there. We're going to update it. All of our press releases that pertain to this are on there. So that's hayeslibrary.org, and then the About Us tab, you can find that 2020 remodel section.